We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, 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 what do we have? Here it is indeed, the Wojo and Rieger Show on 97.1 The Ticket. We loaded up the James Elmerson studio in the back of the van, brought it down to the Little Caesars Arena. I was thinking about the Tigers starting. We're down here at the Little Caesars Arena. You got the Pistons playing the Mavs. Oh, and the Red Wings, they won a big game in against Boston last night, right? 5-3, they're in Winnipeg. Oh, and then you got the Lions, who apparently are going to take, who knows, Trayvon Walker in the draft, which I'm opposed to, by the way. And I was thinking, because I was on the morning show, the little Jansen and Stoney kids were asking me about, you know, oh, this is the ROY season city in sports, rookie of the year. And it is pretty impressive what you got going on. Cade Cunningham, Mo Sider, Moritz Sider, Lucas Raymond. And looking at the Lions, we'll see. Tigers, Torque, Green, eventually. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do, okay? And this is pulling all four Detroit teams together. Because, I'm sorry, I just can't keep beating to death, you know. Is the rebuild over? Are we finally out of it? Yeah, we're emerging from it. And we're emerging from it because of good young players. So here we go. You got to pick one of these pairs. One pair and one pair only that you think will rise the fastest and the highest. Okay? One pair. Now, we played this game before where you got to pick, you know, you like Lucas Raymond or Mo Sider or whatever. No. All four Detroit teams, you get to pick a pair. Young stars, right? You can either have, for the Tigers, Torque and Green. That's your duo. They may have the highest upside, but they haven't proven anything yet, obviously. From the Red Wings, you can have Sider and Lucas Raymond. Moritz Sider and Lucas Raymond. Definitely have shown a lot, but are they going to ride? The Wings are still struggling. Are they going to rise that quickly? From the Pistons, you can have Cade Cunningham and Sadiq Bey. Yes, I think Sadiq Bey deserves to be in that pair. Now, the guy scored 51 points the other night. And then from the Lions, I'm going to offer you the pair of Penei Sewell and DeAndre Swift. And you say, well, no, that's not the best. Think about that. You might have an all-pro tackle. You have a very shifty, great catching passes out of the backfield in DeAndre Swift. Which of those four pairs do you think will rise the fastest and the highest? Now, I crunched the numbers. You know me, Mr. Analytics. Now, I could add things together, sort of. And I am really, to be honest, in a quandary. Cade and Sadiq, Torque and Green, Sider and Raymond, Sewell and Swift. Now, if you want to switch out, if you have somebody else you want to switch out for Swift, you can. But as far as somebody who's already shown something, I think you can say Amon-Ra St. Brown, but how high is his ceiling really compared to DeAndre Swift? So think about that. 248-539-9797. That's also the ticket text. And I'll tell you mine. After much, much debate, out of all those combos, you know which one I'm taking? I am taking Cade Cunningham and Sadiq Bey. And partly because NBA players can show their wares quicker and rise higher, and I do think the Pistons are on the right path, and they're going to add another piece. I think Sider and Raymond, as good as they are, it's much easier to muck things up and take good young hockey players out of games. Torkin Green, no doubt the highest upside, right? But now Green is injured and Tork hasn't played yet, and I mean, that's you're buying low and selling high, theoretically. And honestly, my second choice would probably be Penei Sewell and DeAndre Swift. I think the Lions have the makings of two potential all-pro players in there if DeAndre Swift can stay healthy. All right? Which pair? You got to pick a pair. You have no choice. I might let you change out one of the Lions in your pair, but beyond that, you have no choice. You have to pick one of those pairs to ride with to rise the highest and the longest and the quickest going forward, okay? 248-539-9797, the first ticket text. I'll take Cade Cunningham and Paolo Banchero, the Duke guy, who could be, he could be the number one or whatever pick the Pistons get, one, two, or three. I actually, to be honest, that's who I would want, even if they got the number one pick. That's who I would want. Because do not give me Chet Holmgren. I'm not taking him. And Jabari Smith, he seems a little streaky to me. Great shooter, the Auburn kid, but seems a little streaky to me. All right, people are making up their own rules now. From Demetrius, I'll take Penei Sewell and Aiden Hutchinson. Chris is his dad. Okay, I did say you could change out one line. That actually would be pretty impressive, although I'm not buying. I'm not buying that the Jaguars are souring on Hutchinson and may take Trayvon Walker. I'm not buying that one yet. Let's go to Paul. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello there, Paulie.
Wow, that, like, hurt. Oh, my goodness.
Paul, please help me out. Do not scream that into the phone, please.
I never steal somebody else's stick. But, Bob, on a serious note,
yes, sir.
Did you happen to see where your coworker hijacked that plane and defected to all places, Boston, Massachusetts?
Oh, yes. Angelique Chingelis of the Detroit News, she flew to Boston for Michigan in the Frozen Four. And like a 9-year-old kid, she asked if she could sit in the cockpit because there were very few people on the plane before it took off.
In disguise and she sat in the cockpit. In disguise with that captain's hat and a mask. Oh, my
she
goodness.
Texted me last night because I just got to. I said, "What are you, 12 years old? I got to sit in the. Did he give you little wings to pin on? Oh, please! I made fun of her for that. Don't worry.
Yeah, and then she said, like, all the cool kids get to do it. Yeah, okay,
oh, please.
Sure.
Please. Well, now, Paul, you're now, still Bob, cool, even though you turned 62 yesterday or the day before, right?
It was 62 on the 5th, yes, Bob, yes, yes.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness. Okay. All right. That's I just right. wanted to say happy birthday again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I still have, you know, the mind of a 28-year-old, so which is very good. My mind still works pretty well. Nothing else does, but at least my mind does. Anyway.
Good. Excellent. Mm-hmm.
Well, Bob, you know, since you're going with dynamic duos, this kind of changes things a little bit. Because if it was singularity, I would probably have to swing toward Mo Sider because it's right. just unbelievable at his age what he's doing. But since you are going with dynamic duos, I think way out front it's got to be Cade and Sadiq. They're doing it night after night after night on a 22-23 win team. And they keep adding some really good pieces. You know, Marvin Bagley, I know we haven't seen Diallo in a while, but he's a great spark plug. You know, they've got some other guys. I know Frank Jackson was out for a long time, but when he's on, he's on. The Pistons, I think, of all the four, are ahead of the curve. And I realize a basketball roster can be a little bit easier with its size and the choice out there. But the Pistons have come a long way in a very short time to be a contender. And with Cade and Sadiq, I think it's head over heels, a no-brainer for me. I agree with you 100%.
Thank God, Paul, you're getting smarter in your older age. Thanks for the call, Paul. And I am going with Cade and Sadiq, partly for that reason that even though Sider and Lucas Raymond have shown a lot, Bay has done it for 2 years now, more or less, and Cade has really, really come on. It could be the rookie of the year. My second one, though, if I got a second pair instead of one pair, I can have two pairs. I think my second pair would be Penei Sewell and DeAndre Swift, because Swift has done it for a couple of years, and when he's healthy, is dynamic. And Sewell is a rookie. Offensive tackle stepped in and was tremendous in his rookie year. So those are mine, but you're allowed to play around with it however you wish to. Here's a ticket text real quick. Cunningham and Bay, I agree. Only five players are on the floor. Sure, Mo and Luke, same with five on the ice. But like Wojo says, you can muck it up. Cunningham is the next Scottie Pippen when they bring in a true point guard. And Bay has Damian Lillard talent. Interesting. As far as a shooter, I guess I could see that. All right, let's go to the phones. 248-539-9797. Pick a pair, any pair. What do you got there? Let's go to Scott. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello there, Scotty.
How you doing tonight?
Good. What's happening?
Yeah, I got to go. I'm happy with all those duos in Detroit, to be honest with you. I think if this thing goes right, we could have a long-lasting, after what we just been through as Detroit fans, we can have a long-lasting good few teams to look forward to. But my two are Torque and Green, and it's because Green, I think I read it right, was the best offensive player in preseason or in spring season. And Torque was good enough for Miggy to finally say, you know what, you can play first. I'll play DH. And he doesn't even like playing DH. So those two really excite me. But I think all of them have potential to be very good.
Oh, for sure. And you know what else? I don't think for stars, young guys that are going to be stars, I don't think there's a diva in the bunch at all.
That's so essential. I mean, what is it with Detroit? If you think about it, Barry Sanders, the perfect everything. Steve Yzerman, the perfect everything. Isaiah Thomas was a little bit rough around the edges, but the way he played was pure Detroit. No one had more heart than him. And Nicholas Lindstrom's Lindstrom. I mean, for whatever reason, we do get awesome leaders.
No, there are, and thanks for the call, Scott. And now some would say, yeah, but that's why you don't win as many championships, because you just like the really good people. Well, no, that's not why. I mean, you don't go looking for, oh, it's time for us to draft a jerk. No, but I'm just going down the list. Cade, Sadiq, Torque, Riley, Mosar, Lucas, Sewell, Swift. No divas. I mean, DeAndre Swift maybe has a little bit of an edge to him, perhaps, but not really. And again, I don't know if that's good or bad. It's just an observation that, sometimes I accidentally make. All right, back to the phones. 248-539-9797. Let's talk to Joe. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Joseph, don't yell in my ear. Joseph?
I'm not going to, bub. Don't worry.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. No, I like the way you work it. I would never do that. No diggity.
Thank you.
Double C in the bay window. In a close race over Torque and Green, and probably Torque and Green have, from a national perspective, a higher upside based on their rankings and all of prospects and all of baseball. But
yep.
I just want to see just a smidgen of that at the top level before I hand it to them. I hope it's going to be them, but at this point, it's got to be Cunningham and Bay.
And I like the way you say it, double C in the bay window. I like that. Might have to steal that eventually. Thanks for the call, Joe. Thank you. I appreciate it. And Joe is right. Like, before you can say Torque and Green, because already we've been burned a little bit. Green got hurt, no fault of his. But you do want to see them, like, be on a major league field and make sure, okay, they have two arms, two legs. They seem to be normal build. They're okay. Yes, they're real. We can see them. We can touch them. And understand this, too. They're probably going to have some ugly numbers early on. I mean, unless they're real unicorns and are hitting right out of the box, and some people think they will. They have been so far at minor league levels. That's going to be the one that you're going to have to weather just a little bit. Just like you did. Remember early this season, Cade Cunningham? 1 for 9 from 3. Oh, I mean, yeah, we like his mentality, his selflessness, but he can't shoot him, blah, blah, blah. And then he's putting up 31 points a game or whatever. Wojo and Rieger on 97.1, The Ticket.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.